Hello and welcome to Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable Audio News Report for Friday, June 18th, 2004. Wireless Watch Japan is an official media sponsor of the 3GSM World Congress Asia, bringing together key industry players. To find out more or to register, please click on the 3GSM banner on our site at www.wirelesswatch.jp. Hello, I'm Daniel Skuka. Today's program closes out a three-week series of reports looking at the broadcast of media, analog TV and FM radio, to cell phones. In the first program, we looked at the new multimedia phones from Vodafone Japan capable of receiving analog TV signals. Last week, we reviewed the FM Keitai, sold by 3G cellular carrier KDDI in partnership with Japanese broadcaster Tokyo FM. The FM Keitai, or FM cell phone, is the world's most successful example of broadcasting traditional media content to a cell phone, and has been successful at least in part due to the pre-installed Brew application that allows listener feedback and serves, you guessed it, as a sales and marketing channel. Today we're going to look at the future of cell phone broadcasting and consider what will happen when cell phones will be able to receive digital TV broadcasts. Last month, Nikkei Electronics reported that Japan's public broadcaster, Nippon Hoso Kyokai, or NHK, and five private sector broadcasters are planning to start broadcasting terrestrial digital signals to cellular phones within fiscal 2005, which means by the end of March 2006. The broadcasters have reached an agreement with the private U.S. company that owns the rights to MPEG encoding technology, thus allowing the Japanese broadcasters to use the H.234 MPEG-4 format in exchange for license fee payments. Both NTT Docomo and KDDI have developed digital TV-enabled cell phones and displayed working concept models in Tokyo in April. Sending a digital TV signal to a cell phone would allow a broadcaster to embed a link or other so-called metadata into the signal. While watching a DigiTV program on a cell phone, a viewer could simply click on a displayed URL, or indeed even on a TV commercial itself, which would then pop the onboard browser and display an advertiser's mobile website. The sales and marketing campaign implications are obvious, and Japan's ad agencies are working on how to define specifications and revenue models for this entirely new form of advertising. Docomo and KDDI have quite different plans on how consumers will use digital TV. KDDI appears to be planning to allow the handset to receive DigiTV and then use the phone's 3G data connection as the viewer feedback, marketing, and sales channel, similar to how the FM Keitai works now with analog radio and the pre-installed Brew application. On the other hand, Docomo doesn't think consumers will actually watch real-time TV programs sent to a phone's tiny screen, and instead is thinking of providing a docking cradle with the phone that includes a hard drive to store TV programs. All or just portions of programs can then be uploaded to the phone for watching while mobile in a sort of latter-day version of time shifting, made famous with the first home VCR recorders back in the early 90s. But the NHK Group aren't the only media companies working on digital broadcast to portable devices. A new joint venture set up by Toshiba and a number of partners, including Korea's SK Telecom and media companies in Japan, will start broadcasting digital signals from a satellite to most urban centers in Japan early next month. The receiver won't be a cell phone, but rather a new portable terminal with an approximately 3x5-inch display made, unsurprisingly, by Toshiba. The satellite broadcast company, called Mobile Broadcast or Mobile Hoso, has said the monthly service subscription fees for 7 video and 30 audio channels will run in the 1,000 to 3,000 yen range, about the same as home broadband internet access. There is also a data channel and ground-based gap filler transmitters, so the service in this regard competes directly with 3G cellular data services, which is perhaps one reason why NTT Docomo isn't a mobile broadcast investor. While it's too early to tell how consumers will react to digital TV delivered to a portable terminal, one thing is certain. Networks and devices are becoming more capable and more sophisticated, and the methods for obtaining audience feedback are growing. Whether that feedback is used to create TV programs with real-time audience participation, or new advertising and marketing models that provide greater choice for viewers will be a crucial decision. And will digital broadcasters use their new subscription and advertising revenues to fund a new generation of artists and performers providing tailor-made mobile programming? No one knows the final answers to these questions, but once again it looks like Japan is serving as a mobile services testbed to the world. Join me again next week for Wireless Watch Japan's Portable Reportable. I'm Daniel Skuka. This program is copyright 2004 Wireless Watch Japan. All rights reserved.